Hello, and welcome to yet another edition of Leading on the Edge. Today I've got a good friend of mine, a guest that I'm speaking to. His name is Sergeant First Class Barry Cox, and he has been in the military for quite a while, about 26, 27 years. He's had a very lucrative, very fun, very awesome career in the military, and he has a great family life, and is a man of God. And he's going to speak with us today about his endeavors in his career and in his life. On that note, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Great. Why don't we get started and you can tell us a little bit about your story, what you feel you've been successful at in your life.
Absolutely. I can take you back probably when I was 18, a little young kid out of high school, had a girlfriend, you know, living life, didn't really have a purpose, so looking for a job, and wanted to get married, and I did eventually get married, and I needed a good job, so I looked to the military, and I applied for the military and got into the reserve, and you know, thought I'd be on my way, going to active duty, and it turned out that the military was one of my greatest successes because, you know, it gave me, as a young kid, it gave me some insight and it gave me a purpose to take care of my family. So my first real idea and success was I had a purpose, and my purpose was I had a family that I needed to take care of. So McDonald's or a regular job wouldn't cut it. And I sought my grandparents and I sought my other parents for advice, and they gave me some good advice, and the military's been real good to me.
Would you be able to tell me what your definition of success is? Because everybody has their own definition. It's kind of vague to look at the Webster's definition, which is a favorable outcome. Why don't you tell us what your definition of success is?
Absolutely. For me, success starts and ends with Jesus. I mean, without him, you can do nothing. And when you have your spiritual life lined up, then your natural life will line up also. Success for me has to be purpose. The first goal is purpose. You have to have a purpose, whether it's your job, your school, whatever you want to endeavor into, there has to be a purpose. And it has to be a deep purpose, and you also have to have a drive, because successful people have a drive when others don't. I know for myself, being in the military, I've had three different jobs, three different job titles, and I never look for people to look over my shoulder or try to, you know, monitor my ability. I have a drive. My drive is always to be the best. So you have to have purpose. You have to have drive. You also have to have commitment. Commitment is a big thing. Again, being in the military, I'm committed to the United States government, and I'm also committed to the United States people. Our job in the military is one of a government employee and also a family man. I'm committed to my family. So commitment is key. And the last one is you have to be a good follower. You have to follow people who are successful. You have to follow good examples. You have to, in order for you to be a leader and to be successful, you have to be a good follower. So I think those are the four key elements for me.
Did you ever run into any blocks? Like any? Did you ever have any bad attitudes? And what would they be?
Yeah, my blocks were fear of failing. Successful people always want to succeed, and sometimes I wouldn't take that new job or take that more responsibility because I was afraid I would fail. But once I had talked to my grandfather, he said, "Son, you know, you're going to fail if you don't try." So once I got over that fear of failing, then what really pushed me over the edge is, because I thought I was going to fail, I always tried to look at every angle of whatever I was doing. I wanted to cover everything. I wanted to be the best. So I had to look at the manuals. I had to look at the tasks. I had to look at what was going on. And I would work many hours, but I wanted to be the best. So that fear helped me, but I had to get over that fear of not failing or fear of not being successful.
How did you go about getting over those fears? What did you have to do?
Well, I had to lean on, first I had to lean on God, and then I had to lean on people who are already successful and ask them some of their fears or what they went through. And then I had to just step out and say, you know what, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do it because I'm going to be the best I possibly can. And I think 50% of any fear is in your mind. And once you get over that fear in your mind, then you can do anything you want to.
Do you remember as you were talking to other successful figures? Because as for me, as I go through my life, I actually lean on other people and their success stories and find out exactly what it was that they might have gone through, what they discovered was a fear, and find out exactly what they went through. What do you remember when you were talking to these other people in your life? What fears did they have that they might have told you about? What did they say that might have made you feel a little bit better?
I'll give you an example. When I was deployed downrange, I was a staff sergeant, and we had a first sergeant, and something happened. He wasn't a first sergeant anymore, and we had another first sergeant, and then he lost that position, and then they asked me to be the first sergeant. Well, I told him no right away because I was afraid of failing that position. I had 55 people, and their lives was entrusted to me to take care of them and to bring them home, and I didn't want that job. So I sought the sergeant major, and I talked to him, and I talked to a command sergeant major of the National Guard, and I talked to him, and he assured me that if you give that job or if you give that task, what I was doing, my all, and if you take care of those soldiers, then you'll be fine, you'll make it. And so with a lot of prayer and talking to successful people, I took that test, and praise God, 55 people came home from Iraq.
I know you're a man of God. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got into that in your life and how that's helped you with your success in life? Because I know that in a lot of people's lives, even my own, that leaning on God and on Jesus is and can be a way of finding your own success in life. Mm-hmm. Is there, how has that worked out in your life?
Oh man, it has been a life-changing event. In 1987, I was a 27-year-old young man in the Army and living life as I thought everyone else was, you know, working hard, and was in field artillery, and we work hard in the field, and after work, we'd go out and play, and we'd, you know, go hang out with our friends at the bar, and, you know, we had a good time. Well, for that particular night, July 10th, 1987, I'll never forget it, me and my buddy, we went out, and we had a good time, and we were at the bar, and he was drinking and dancing, and he wanted me to, and I didn't want to, so I didn't know why, but I didn't want to, and we hung out till maybe about 2 o'clock, went back to, you know, girlfriend's house of his, and you know, we hung out all night, and I just sat on the couch, and I didn't know at the time, but God was really drawing me. I went to church as a kid, but, you know, as I got older, I didn't go to church, so I wasn't a church-going guy, not in my 20s. And so I didn't know what was going on, but God was drawing me. And so we went back to our base, and we put our soldiers on the bus, and we drove back. And on our way back, I fell asleep, and we had a car accident. Well, in that car accident, I knew we should have died, but we didn't. We rolled over 3-4 times, and you know, we woke up in a ditch. We went to the hospital, and I had a few abrasions on my ear, but God was drawing me. And when God started drawing me, and when I gave in to him, and I got baptized and God filled me with his spirit, from that point on, everything was different to me. My focus was different. God was talking to me. He was showing me things. And my success was based on me realizing that I needed him. Without him, I was lost. And so from July 87 till now, I've been leaning on Jesus because he's the most successful person in the world.
That was such a good story. I don't even know if I should keep on going. Should just leave it right there and call it a day.
That's all right.
If I could, I'd like to actually go back a little bit towards your work in the military, how you've been deployed and you've done a few different jobs and you've enjoyed all that through the fruits of your labors, and you've done a lot of training. What jobs have you had, and how have they helped in your career and in your success?
Awesome. My first job in the military was field artillery. It's a 13 Bravo, but it's a cannon crewman. That job taught me so much. As a young kid, I was only 19, and I went into field artillery, went to Fort Sill, and came back to Kalamazoo, and I went to Battle of Simi, went to drills. But they taught me, first of all, just how to follow. They taught me how to obey orders, how to listen. And after a while, I think after 2 years, then I was in charge. I was in charge of a crew of 9 people. And I had to be responsible to teach them, to train them, to show them the way. And that was a big responsibility for a young guy. But in that, there were 5 crews. And within our crews, we had competitions to see who was the fastest that could, you know, put their tank in and get it all laid and ready to go and then shoot. And my particular group, they gave me all the guys in the unit that were slow or, you know, they for one reason or another, they didn't want them. So I had, so to speak, all the misfits. And I really didn't want them because I figured I wouldn't be successful. I couldn't win. Well, I prayed. I started working with those young men. I started teaching them some corners and some cuts. And when we finally had our competition that July, we came out the best cannon crewmen, and we had the slowest people. So success in that unit taught me that everyone can be successful. Whether you think slow, you walk slow, whether you're different than anybody else, it doesn't matter. Everyone can be successful. And that has taught me a life lesson that everyone has great success and everyone can be part of a team. And I count no one out.
And is that that carried over into other career fields that you've done? I understand you've gone to other places with your career as well.
Absolutely. My next job was food service. I was a food service sergeant. And that job was it was very interesting because it was different. I was working with not only males but females. So that was a different venture for me as far as the military. But again, the leadership skills that I learned as a young man in field artillery, I just carried over. And every section I possibly had from each unit, I used those skills to teach, to train, to lead men and women to a better success. And my final job is here in Kalamazoo as a motor sergeant. That job I'm very, very, very happy with because everyone that's worked under me has left this unit and has been successful. You're one included, Chief. Now you're a pilot. And then I had another soldier that became an AGR. He's full-time now. And I had another soldier that was AGR. And now another soldier is going to be a pilot. So I enjoy seeing people successful. So success breeds success because you want to see other people successful. That's another key. Success is not selfish. It's unselfish.
the law of association. Have you heard of that?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. It basically just says that you will become like the people that you hang out with,
mm-hmm.
essentially, the people that you associate yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And I lay a lot of my own personal success on that. You know, being around here, the military, I've been able to be in contact with successful people, people that have pushed me and challenged me in mm-hmm. different ways, and I've become successful in different ways that I would have never expected when I first joined up with the military.
Awesome.
I never expected that 11 years later I would be here interviewing other people that I knew in the military and being able to say that, yeah, guess what I just did? You know, I just went through this great flight training program and I do this now. This is what I do, because that's something a lot of people look up to.
That's right.
That's something that a lot of people wish that they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's very rewarding that I'm able to talk to other people about it and help them get into something like that, if that's what they want to do. I guess, are there any other areas of your life that you feel you've been exceptionally successful at, or, you know, that you've talked a lot about leadership skills that you've learned along the way? What kind of leadership skills have you learned? What have you been able to impart onto others?
Yeah, leadership's a big key when you're talking about success. The first thing in leadership you learn is you have to be a good follower. No one is born a leader. Leaders are taught. Leaders are shown the way. And if you follow a good leader, that leader is going to teach you and train you to take their position. And so leadership has taught me that I have to teach and train people to take my position or someone else's position so they can lead the way. And leadership is serving. It's not so much telling people what to do. It's showing them the way. So leadership is a big word, but it's also a selfless service word.
What would you recommend that someone go out and do to become a better leader or become more successful in their life and in their ventures as they go through their lives?
I think if a person really wants to be successful, it has to start with the family. For me, my grandfather was born in 1890 and my grandmother was born in 1917. My grandfather had a third grade education, but he was very wise. He had a lot of common sense. My grandmother was a professor at Ferris State College. And young people, or even if you're not young, if you could be middle age or older, but success starts, I think, with your family, and you have to seek out the elderly, and you have to interview them. You have to ask them questions. You have to talk to them. You have to find out what were their keys to success so you can learn from the past. After you seek out your family and the elderly, then I think you should seek out leaders in your community, leaders in your own circle. Watch them. See what they do. Ask them questions. Try to pick their brain. Try to find out what makes them tick. You might not agree with everything they say, but you're going to learn and glean something from them. And leaders and successful people learn from successful people. And that's helped me so many times down through the years. My pastor, my grandparents, my parents, my teachers, my instructors. I don't just take what they give and then run with it, but I really try to absorb it and learn from it.
I'd say we could probably conclude there. You've given me a lot of great information, and our viewing audience, or listening audience, as I should call it, probably will take away some really great moments from this talk.
Awesome.
And I'd like to thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right.